Television critic David Bianculli has been watching TV with his eyes closed lately. He says some of what he hears is appealing, but some of it is appalling.
Okay, everybody, it's time for another TV pop quiz. Listen to these short scenes from three different TV series and figure out what they have in common. Identifying the specific programs earns bonus points, but isn't really necessary. Ready? Here we go.
And I'm telling you, everybody gets to at least second base by the seventh grade.
This was a lot of pressure, especially since most of the girls we knew had no second bases.
The problem is, we'd need your restaurant for two full days. You'd have to completely shut down your normal business.
Well, look, I'd like to help you out here, but 2 days, that's tough. That's very tough.
You understand, we'd pay you to use your place.
How much?
Well, 2 days, two nights, $8,000.
You want to use the restaurant or buy it?
What is it?
We're out of tea, but we have some mayonnaise.
Ah, well, how about a big spoonful of mayonnaise?
Oh, we don't have any spoons.
For the extra credit fanatics, those clips were from ABC's The Wonder Years, CBS's Frank's Place, and NBC's The Days and Nights of Molly Dodd. But I'm more interested in the common thread, which is this. All of those shows set out to make you laugh, but don't use laugh tracks. It's a wonderful trend, but there's already reason to fear that the trend may have peaked. Many of the so-called dramedies, dramas mixed with comedy, won't be back next fall, and most of the new half-hour shows on the network schedules are standard sitcoms complete with laugh tracks. But wait, it gets worse. Just as programs without laugh tracks are starting to disappear, commercials with laugh tracks are starting to show up. Listen to this ad for Ragu Spaghetti Sauce, which looks and sounds like a 1960s sitcom.
I'm relaxed.
She's here. Relax.
Carol, you're an angel. I won't be a bother. Oh, Michael, bring me that bag.
What's in here?
It's an old Italian custom. You move in, you bring sauce.
You make your own spaghetti sauce?
Are you kidding? She makes the greatest sauce in the world. She lives in the kitchen.
You do? Oh, not anymore. But I still make a great sauce. I think your mom and I are going to get along just fine.
Now, laugh track or not, that's not funny. I haven't hated a TV commercial this much since Nike used the Beatles song Revolution to try and sell sneakers. I don't want laugh tracks on my programs, much less during the commercials. Laugh tracks are loud and insulting and brain dead, but they're worse than that. In terms of true comedy, they're the coward's way out. When you slap a laugh track on something, it doesn't matter if it's funny or not. It's presto, instant comedy. Now, granted, some commercials deserve laugh tracks, like the one where Kelly LeBrock asks us not to hate her because she's beautiful. Hey, Kelly, I don't hate you because you're beautiful. I hate you because you're conceited. Say, wait a minute. Maybe this canned laughter stuff isn't so bad after all. Give me a laugh track. And take my wife, please.
David Bianculli is television critic for the New York Post.